It's the challenge of making up for the loss of Rollins with that tough injury.
You know, something we've been doing for the past couple of years is plugging in people. So the next guy has to come in and play. We're trying to, like I said, get the whole room ready, and hopefully we can go out and play winning football.
I don't know if we'll see him this week or at any time in the near future, but how has Donatello developed on the P-Squad so far?
He's coming along. He's coming along. He's working hard. Still has a little ways to go, but he does have a future.
What can you tell a guy like Rollins with such a tough injury like that?
There's not much to tell. I mean, there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to really make him feel better. That's a hard injury to have. That's usually typically a year injury. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, that happens in this game. So you have to accept it, rehab. He'll come back. He's a hardworking young man. I don't question his ability to come back and push through like he always has.
What have you thought of Michael Thomas from what you've seen on tape?
He's a good player. I mean, good size, very long arms, catch radius, big hands, very strong hands. He runs routes smooth, you know, with what they like to do. He's a good player. He's a good player. He's an ascending player.
Joe, what would it mean to your group to get Kevin back on the field?
Well, just to get anybody back healthy, it's good. I mean, at one point in the last game, we were down to one corner. We had a safety play in the star position, a safety play in the other corner. So just to get anybody back and we could have actually three corners out on the field at the same time when we're in our sub packages would be good. And so that's, you know, not necessarily just pointing Kevin out, but to have House, a healthy Pipkins, a healthy Demarius, you know, just four or five healthy bodies would be a good start.
Joe, what kind of adjustments do you have to make in coverage when you're going against a quarterback like Drew who processes things so quickly and gets
Drew,
the whole field immediately?
Drew's really good. I mean, the thing about Drew, he gets the ball out with great anticipation. He understands the soft spots of the coverage. And I think Sean and Drew together, as anybody else in the league, they understand horizontal spacing as much as vertical spacing. And so they stretch the whole field, and they do it in their concepts where they can get horizontally and vertically on the same type concept, which some people don't do. And so and he understands where his check down is, where the void and coverages are going to be early and late. And so it makes it difficult. And so you have to understand what you're going to show him and have to have a good pass rush, hands up. He's a shorter quarterback. So, but he's phenomenal. He's, like I told my guys, he's a Hall of Famer, you know, and we have our work cut out for us.
Joe, what do you think of what Demarius has done the last 2 weeks? You know, he's got the pick six in Dallas. He had another pick, obviously, in the game. I don't know enough to know if that's him being in the right place at the right time or him doing the right thing. What do you think of what he's done and how he's played? And then what does that do for a guy that had the other stuff go on?
Demarius has he has great ball skills, okay? I mean, I think since he came in the league, there's like four guys that maybe have more interceptions than he does if you count playoffs. So he can get the ball. I mean, that's never been an issue. And then not only can he get the ball, he has the ability to see the flash of the ball, which a lot of guys, some guys have to track the ball into their hands. He doesn't have to track it. He can catch the flash of it and catch the ball. Just what I want to see from him is consistent play. You know, let's not just be one or two games. Let's make a season of consistent play and play inside or outside wherever we need you to play. And that's what he's done the past couple of weeks and been pleased with what he's given us. He's, you know, so hopefully we can keep that up and not only him, because he is one person back there that can give you that splash that we've needed. You know, the first couple of weeks we didn't have any really interceptions and he has brought some of that splash that we need and that we're going to need moving forward, you know, quite frankly.
I've seen Herb in the locker room the last couple of weeks, yeah. It seems. I know, you know, with him on IR, it's going to be a while before he can play football again, mm-hmm. But do you still have the same?
I do. He was in my plans, and every time I look at him, I just told him when we just had a walkthrough, I was like, man, I was really betting on him, you know, to be a guy. And I hate that he got hurt because he has great potential, and I'm looking forward to being able to work with him because I think he can be something. And every time I see him, I'm like, this could have been a year, you know.